Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, man. How are you today?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I'm calling because I'm all the way over in Canada. And I think I ordered the DeLorean, but I'm not too sure because when I was emailing the guy in customer service, he was telling me that you guys sometimes will use a dummy address or something in the UK over there, and then it goes through PayPal, and then it gets sent to me. But I'm just unsure if I've actually done this.
I don't think that we offer the build-up internationally. You can order from the shop online, but as far as the build-ups, I don't think they can be sent internationally. But what would be the last name associated with the order?
It would be Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y.
And the first name?
Would be Shane, S-H-A-N-E.
Thank you. And we do not have any orders in our database for Shane Mackey.
Okay. Okay, so I have to cancel anything from PayPal then, because it sent me a confirmation saying that it would be sent to you guys via PayPal and all that stuff.
That's very odd, because we don't have an order.
I know. That's why I'm calling. They even gave me like a confirmation number. Would you like that?
What would be your postal code?
My postal code would be N1R5S5.
Okay, let's see here. No, we don't have a Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y, in the postal code of N1R5S5.
Okay. How about, they gave me a number. Like I said, I've got a number here. Would you like to try this number? It said a confirmation number.
Sure. What is the number?
It's 703-2568-1001.
Okay, now I'm curious as to what's going to come up, because should be an account number. So let's
see.
That's
kind of what I'm curious about too, because it said it was confirmed.
Oh,
it said it was,
no.
Yeah.
We don't have an account number of 703-25681.
Okay.
I know you said 001, but that just represents the regular shipments.
Okay.
I'm not sure why that account number was generated if there's not an order.
Okay, see, yeah, I know, that's what I mean. I have all the, I actually took Photoshop, like screenshots of all the emails and everything that I had gotten from you guys, like Eagle Moss or whatever, right?
Did I make a mistake?
I might have to cancel it maybe or something, maybe altogether. And that way I'm not going to have to, because I'm just worried that I'm going to end up paying for something and it's getting shipped to some guy over in the UK.
Oh no, you can't be charged for something if we don't have an account for it. But
that's great. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So the account number, did I make a mistake? I have 703-25681.
I know it's what I got, yep.
Yeah, and I know it would have been 001, but again, like I mentioned, yep. I should be able to locate it with just the account number preceding that, and I've tried it with just that. I've added the 001, and nothing is coming up whatsoever.
Okay, well then let's move on to the next question that I'm going to have for you. Is how can I get this DeLorean to me in Canada?
Like I mentioned, the build-up.
I don't need to do the whole like subscription. I'm just wondering, is there a way that I can just buy the whole kit and you guys just send me the whole kit?
Unfortunately, that's not something that we're offering right now. Maybe in the future, but as of right now, we don't have any ability to sell the DeLorean in just one kit.
Okay, so is there a way that I can get this to me, or I'm just SOL, I can never get this in Canada?
Well, I don't know how far away you are from the border, but if you could set up a P.O. box, you know, across the border, and then have it delivered to the P.O. box, and then you could just go pick it up, you know, but I don't know how inconvenient that would be for you.
I'm like 3 hours from the border.
Yeah, that would be a bummer to have to drive 3 hours just to pick up some mail.
It certainly would, buddy. It certainly would.
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't know what to do, man, because I really want this. This is like my favorite, most favorite movie in the world, you know what I mean? That's why I was all excited that it's, because it said confirmed and everything. You know?
Well, I would say, well, come on down and move down here to the United States. But I don't know about that. You probably might be better off in Canada. At least you guys have universal health care. And
yeah, I know, right?
You know.
Well, I might have to find my buddy down in Florida. I got a buddy that's sort of down in Florida. Maybe I can just ship it to him, and then he can keep sending me parts and stuff. Do it that way or something.
You can. You can absolutely do that. You could place the order. You could place the order. You could have it placed in your name, but then provide his mailing address. And then when he gets your shipments, he could then turn around and then mail them to you in Canada. And that would work out perfectly. It would just involve a little bit more shipping and handling, since it would be, going to Florida, and then he would have to pay shipping to mail it to you. And you'd probably have to reimburse him for that shipping, but at least it would
it's one way of doing it.
At least it's
right?
an idea.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's great. I thank you so much for all your time and all your information from you, buddy. And I'll figure.
You're very welcome.
And I'll figure something out, and we'll go from there, man. Because I really did want to get this somehow, and it's too bad that you guys don't ship the whole kit yet.
Oh yes, sir. It really is. It really is.
It is. All right. Thanks, buddy. Thanks again. You have a good day.
All right. You too. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss. And I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, man. You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.